Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
I would rather be sitting there.
我其实更愿意坐在下面。
Well, this time, the brothers, asked me to share on the subject of, watching and overcoming.
这次弟兄们叫我交通、警醒跟得胜。
Especially in light of the Lord's coming.
特别是在主再来的光之下。
We have two sessions.
我有两次的机会。
So the first session I would like to share on watching and waiting.
所以头一堂我愿意讲到警醒等候。
And the second session I would like to share the brothers overcome him.
第二堂愿意交通到弟兄胜过他。
So, let's read some scriptures first for today.
先读一点的经文。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2, verse 28.
约翰一书第二章二十八节
，verse 28, 29, and also chapter 3, verse 2.
二十八、二十九，还有三章第二节。
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
三章第二节。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So I would like brothers and sisters to pay attention to this whole session that we read. Pay attention to verse 28, abide in him.
特别请弟兄姊妹注意二十八节，你们要住在主里面。
And then also this verse 2 of chapter 3, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
第三章第二节说，主若显现，我们必要像他。
So, let's read Hebrews chapter 10.
我们再翻到希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 and 38.
希伯来书第十章三十七、三十八两节。
For yet a little while,And he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now, my just one shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
第三十七节，因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
So I would like to underline the first part of verse 28.My just one or my righteous one shall live by faith.
三十八节这里说，义人必因信得生。
And next, let's see James, the book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书
verse 7.
雅各书第五章第七节。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪、啊，农夫忍耐，等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
So I want to underline early and latter rain.
这里特别注意到秋雨和春雨。
So lastly, Second Timothy.
最后我们看提摩太后书。
Chapter 4 and 7. Chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
提摩太后书四章七节八节。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So here I would like to underline in verse 7 the fight, the race, the faith.
第七节这里特别讲到那仗、那路还有那道。
And verse 8 the crown of righteousness.
第八节那公义的冠冕。
And reserved for all who have loved his appearing.
就赐给凡爱他显现的人。
Now I think I should read one more verse.
或者我再读一节。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
This is David's psalm.
这是大卫的诗。
He talks about he lives before the Lord.
他是讲他如何活在耶和华的跟前。
And verse 23 and 24.
139篇23、24节。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们低头再有一个祷告。
Lord, we come to you this session.
主啊，我们下午这一堂来到你的跟前。
We pray that your presence be with us.
我们求你与我们同在。
Lord, our heart, our words will be very feeble.
我们的话，我们的言辞是非常的微弱。
But Lord, these are your words.
但是这是你的言语。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will enlighten our hearts.
我们求你的圣灵能够照亮我们的心。
So these words would be alive in us.
叫这些话成为生命。
And Lord, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你给我们的恩典。
We thank you, you have never forgotten us.
我们谢谢你，你从来没有忘记我们。
We thank you for even at this very last hour.
我们谢谢你，直到这最末后的时刻。
Your love is always with us.
你仍然与我们同在。
And you have your thoughts toward us, which is so positive.
你向我们存的意念是那样的美好。
And so glorious.
是那样的荣耀。
So we thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Be with us tonight.
与下午与我们同在。
Be with us this afternoon.
下午与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Brother and sister, this matter of the Lord's return, it was a difficult subject for me.
弟兄姊妹，讲到主的回来，对我来讲是一个不容易的题目。
Because it seems to be very tangible for many years.
因为对我来讲，好像是很实在的。
It seems to be very remote.
好像是对我来讲好像是比较遥远的。
Yeah, it's not very touchable.
好像是摸不到的。
When I was young in the Lord,
当我当信主的时候
，I loved the Lord.
我爱主。
And I also learned from the brothers and sisters who lead me.
我也从带领我的弟兄姊妹们有所学习。
That Bible is something every word that we can practice.
圣经里面每一句话我们都可以去经历的。
Now, that helped me a lot.
这实在是帮助我。
But there was one thing that always puzzled me.
但有一点叫我有困惑的。
How do I experience the Lord's return?
我怎么样去经历到主的再来？
The Lord returns in the future.
因为主的再来是将来的事情。
How do I experience it today?
那我今天怎么能够经历这些话呢？
One day, an elder brother came to town.
有一天，有一位年长的弟兄来到我们这里。
And I asked him that question.
我问他这个问题。
And the brother told me.
弟兄告诉我。
We experience his return in the waiting.
我们是在等候的当中经历他的再来。
His answer set me free.
他给我的答案叫我得个释放。
And give me peace.
给我平安。
Now from that point on,
从那个时候开始,
now I start to humble myself before the Lord.
我就在主面前谦卑下来。
That his return was never an intangible subject to me anymore.
他的回来就不再是一个不实际的东西。
It's not a remote subject to me anymore.
就不再是一个遥远的题目。
Now the Lord is mercy, merciful.
实在是蛮有怜悯。
I started to notice brothers and sisters that even I know.
哦，我就开始注意到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们。
And somehow the Lord's return was not only sustain them in difficult times.
主的再来不单单能够支持我们在艰难的日子里面
，but also encourage them in ordinary times.
就是在平常也能够激励我们。
A brother in our midst just went to the Lord a couple of months ago.
在我们当中一位弟兄刚刚被主接去。
When he was young, he was put in the labor camp for 15 years because of his faith.
当他年轻的时候，为了信仰的缘故，他放在劳改营里十五年。
It was the face of Lord Jesus and the hope for His coming that sustained him all these years.
这些年日里面是主的笑脸跟他。主再来的盼望扶持着我们的弟兄。
Now, when our brother was in our midst,
当弟兄在我们当中的时候，
we saw a servant of the Lord who was faithful to God.
我们看到一位神的仆人，他是向神那么忠心。
And among brothers and sisters, he was joyful.
在弟兄姊妹当中，他是满了喜乐。
He was an example. He was a joy.
成为我们的榜样，我们的喜乐。
Now, one of his favorite songs was Since Bethany.
他最喜欢的一首诗歌乃是自伯大尼。
It's about the Lord's return.
是讲到主的回来。
Now, oftentimes when we break bread,
多少时候当我们掰饼的时候，
I notice him wipe his tears.
我看到他在流眼泪。
Now, another song he loved,
还有一首他喜欢的诗歌，
was Lord Jesus, I long in thy presence to live.
那是主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。
So I have learned from these brothers and sisters.
我跟我这些弟兄姊妹身上学到。
Now those who love his coming.
那些爱慕他回来的人。
Actually live in his presence.
是活在他的同在当中。
And they are a blessing to the rest of us.
他成为我们众人的祝福。
Now, this time, brothers and sisters, I have three things I want to share with you.
弟兄姊妹，今天我有三点愿意跟大家分享。
And the first thing is the Lord will for sure return.
头一点就是主必定回来。
And the second point is that the apostles, in the New Testament.
第二点就是在新约使徒们。
The Lord has given us, guidance as to how we actually live.And work while we wait.
主给我们一些的指引，我们应该怎么样工作，怎么样等候。
The third thing is that suppose the Lord comes back today.
第三点乃是说，如果主今天回来。
Now he would expect from you and me something.
他期待你跟我在我们身上有一些的东西。
We are all his servants.
我们都是他的仆人。
And he looked for something in us.
在我们身上寻找一些东西。
So that's the third thing we'd like to share.
这是我们要交通的第三点。
Now, as to the Lord Jesus will surely return.
头一点就是说主必定回来。
Now we know that history, the Lord Jesus' return is the will of God.
我们都知道主耶稣再来，这是神的旨意。
Now, in, for example, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21.
在以弗所一章二十一节里面。
It says that God has set Christ far above all principalities and authority and dominions.
那么说神使基督超越一切执政的掌权的。
Now, not only in this age, but also in the age to come.
不但今世的连来世的也都超过。
Now the second thing is, no one can complete the will of God on earth.
第二点乃是说，在地上没有人能够完成神的旨意。
Except the Son of God.
除了神的儿子。
Jesus Christ only is the one that can complete the will of God on earth.
只有耶稣基督能够在地上成就神的旨意。
We remember in Revelation chapter 5.
我们记得在启示录第五章那里。
God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
He has a scroll in his hand.
在他手里拿着书卷。
Now, there's no one on earth above the earth or under the earth can is qualified, worthy to open that scroll.
在天上、地上、地底下没有任何人配得揭开的书卷。
Now here comes the Lamb of God.
在这里看到神的羔羊。
The Lion of Judah.
犹大支派的狮子。
And the Root of David.
大卫的根。
He is worthy to take the scroll.
他能够展开这书卷。
And open the seal.
他能够揭开这七印。
Christ and Christ only can complete the will of God on earth.
只有基督能够在地上完成神的旨意。
Now the third thing, it is the will of God.
第三点我们说主来是神的旨意。
The Lord God has promised to send his son into the world again.
因为神已经应许再差他的儿子来到地上。
Now we see this in Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
我们在使徒行传三章十九节那里告诉我们。
We also see in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9, verse 6.
我们在希伯来一章第六节也看到。
I'll just read the shorter one.
我就是读短的。
Hebrews 1, 6.
希伯来一章第六节。
When he again brings in the firstborn into the habitable world, he says, let all the God's angels worship him.
神在使长子到世上来的时候就说神的使者都要拜他。
Now, the Lord Jesus will surely return also because it is the promise of Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣再来还有就是这是主自己的应许。
Now, in the Gospels, this came up again and again.
在福音书里面一次再次的讲到。
Now, I would just like to quote what the Lord Jesus said the first time in Matthew.
我就是愿意提一提在马太主头一次提到的这件事。
And this is Matthew chapter 13, verse 39 to 43.
就是马太十三章三十九到四十三节那里。
Now there, Lord Jesus talked about the wheat and the tare.
那里讲到麦子跟稗子。
Now he said that he will send his angels to separate the lawless from the righteous.
他说他要差天使把这些义的跟不义的分开。
And those that practice lawlessness, they shall cast them into the furnace of fire.
那些叫人跌倒和作恶的要扔在火炉里。
And the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
说那时义人在他们父的国里要发光来像太阳一样。
Now, brothers and sisters, I like this thing in particular. I like this particular verse in particular.
我特别喜欢这一节的经节。
Because when I was a young Christian,
因为当我年幼的时候，
I thought when the Lord comes, the whole earth and everything will be burned up.
我就说当主再来，整个地都要被烧毁。
And nobody will be left.
没有人会剩下。
Now here, Lord Jesus said,
主在这里说，
only the lawless people will be put in the furnace of fire.
说那些作恶的必挑出来丢在火炉里。
And yet the righteous shall shine forth as the sun.
那义人要发光像太阳一样。
So brothers and sisters, we have a hope.
我们有盼望。
We don't have to be burned.
我们不会被烧毁。
We actually can shine.
我们可以在那里发光。
If we choose to follow the Lord.
如果我们选择跟从主。
Now the timing of His coming.
当他讲到他来的时刻。
Our brother said, told us this morning from the Bible that the Lord is at the doors.
今天早上我们的弟兄告诉我们主正在门口了。
He can come any moment now.
他可以随时来到。
Now, not only Lord Jesus said that.
不单单主自己讲。
But also James said that in James chapter 5.
在雅各也在雅各第五章那里告诉我们。
In James chapter 5 verse 9.
在雅各书第五章第九节那里告诉我们。
The righteous judge is already at the door.
那里说到那审判的已经在门口了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord is at the door.
因为主已经正在门口了。
He can come anytime now.
主可以随时来。
Now as to the exact day and hour of His coming, not only the Father knows, said Lord Jesus.
那日子那时辰只有父知道。
And you and I don't have to guess.
你跟我不要去猜测。
Now one thing more important.
在我们里面。更重要的
The Lord Jesus gave us an attitude.
主给我们一个这样的态度。
How do we look at this coming with timing?
我们怎么样来看他什么时候来呢？
Luke chapter 12 verse 56 to 57.
在路加福音十二章五十六、五十七节那里告诉我们。
You can discern the face of the sky and the earth. How is it that you do not discern this time?
说你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？
And why do you of yourself judge not what is right?
你们又为何不自己审量什么是合理的呢？
If we read the context,
如果我们读上下文，
And that is the right in the sight of God,
就是在神眼中看为正的。
Why do you of yourself judge not what is right in the sight of God?
为什么你们在神面前这样的来分辨呢？
So brothers and sisters, the face of the sky is changing.
今天天地都在变动。
And the face of the earth is also changing.
地的表面也在那里有改变。
Last year, I think a tornado touched down in New York.
去年一个龙卷风吹到纽约。
It probably never happened before.
以前从来没有发生过的。
And early this year, there was a meteorite that got exploded above a city in southern Russia.
今年在南俄罗斯的上空有一个运星爆炸。
On the same day,
同一天
there was an asteroid that flew by Earth.
在那里有一个小行星在地球那里飞过。
It came closer than the moon.
比在地球跟月亮中间离地球更近这样飞过。
So the face of sky and the face of the earth are changing.
所以我们就看到地跟天的表面已经在改变。
They should alarm us.
这些会应该提醒我们。
But on the other hand, they should not distract us from the real message from God.
但是这也不能够分散我们注意主真正向我们说的是什么。
The real message of God is to discern the time and get right with Him.
主对我们真正的信息乃是要你们要分辨这时候与神和好。
We have to know what He likes, what He rejects.
我们要知道他所要的是什么，他所否决的是什么。
And then get right with Him.
然后我们与他能够和好。
So this is what the Bible tells us about His coming.
这是圣经里面告诉我们 他要来。
Now, the second subject on how should we live and work while we wait for him.
第二点我要讲的就是我们当等候他的时候我们怎么样生活跟工作。
Now, the Lord Jesus ascended to the heaven in the early 30s of the first century.
主在第一世纪三十年代的时候升天。
Now in the 60s, all the apostles, with the exception of John, they all died.
在第一世纪六十年的时候，除了约翰以外，其他使徒都离去了。
Now in the 90s, John also died.
在主后九十年，约翰也 去世了。
They did not see the Lord coming in their lifetime.
在他们有生之年没有看到主的回来。
But they lived and they worked in His presence.
但是他们工作，他们生活是活在主的面前。
They were not discouraged.
他们没有失望。
If you read their letters,
如果你读他们的书信。
The coming of the Lord was their inspiration.
主的再来是他们里面的激励。
For example, if you read Paul's letters,
如果你读保罗的书信。
From his first letter, 1 Thessalonians,
你在他头一卷写的书，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
To the last letter, 2 Timothy,
直到他写的最后一卷书，提摩太后书。
The Lord's coming was his inspiration.
主的再来是他里面的激励。
Now we thank the Lord, these apostles.
我们为了这些使徒们，我们感谢主。
They served the Lord faithfully.
他们忠心地服侍主。
Waiting for His return.
等候他的回来。
Never complained. How come, Lord, you have not come back yet?
从来没有埋怨说主啊，你为什么还不回来呢？
And then they have very specific advices to you and me.
他们对你跟我也。有很具体的指引。
Now, these four places we have read at the beginning,
刚才我们所读的四段经文
is what the Lord has inspired Apostle John to tell us in 1 John.
那是在约翰一书的里面，主怎么样激励约翰，叫他告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us through John, abide in him.
主叫约翰告诉我们说，你们要住在主里面。
And then for sure, when he returns, you'll be like him.
这样，他若显现，你们就要像他。
And sisters, this is a tremendous promise.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么大的应许。
Now we all know that we ought to be like him.
我们都知道我们应该像他。
And we should live and should work so that we can be like him.
我们工作，我们生活，为的是我们能够像他。
And we should be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们要给磨成神儿子的形象。
But do you and I have a sure assurance?
你跟我有这个确据吗？
Now here John said,
在这里约翰告诉我们，
Abide in him.
你们要住在我里面。
So when we see him when he appears.
哦，他说你们要住在主里面，你们。若见他，他显现的时候
，then at that time you will see him as he is.
你就会看到他
，and then you discover one thing.
你就会发现有一点
，you discover that you are like him.
你必然会像他。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous promise.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么大的应许。
Now, the author of Hebrews,
希伯来书的作者。
When the Lord, in a very short time, He that is coming, will come.
主说呢，要来的，马上要来。
But my righteous one shall live by faith.
但是义人必因信而活。
So, brothers and sisters, this is also a tremendous promise.
这也是一个多么大的应许。
The promise is that He actually will consider me and consider you as His righteous one.
因为主在这里看我们是像他的这样的义者。
It's my righteous one.
他说你们是属于我的义人。
It's very personal.
这是非常个人的。
And then it tells us how actually we ought to walk.
然后他就告诉我们我们应该怎么样行。
Live by faith.
因信而活。
Now if we remember in Romans chapter 1.
如果我们记得罗马第一章。
To live by faith.Is from faith to faith.
说因信而活，乃是本于信，以至于信。
And actually, in a more plain translation, is from faith to faith to faith and then to faith.
哦，更直接的翻译就是一直是信下去。
从信到信。
从信到信。
Yeah, it's a continuous thing.
是一个继续的。
Just like life is a continuous thing, to live by faith is a continuous thing.
就好像生命是继续的。因信而活也是一直继续下去。
Now, in the book of James,
在雅各书里面
Now, James was telling us this.
雅各书告诉我们
It's just like a farmer.
就好像一个农夫
Farmer is looking for the produce from the earth.
因为农夫在等候定里的出产。
Precious fruit，
这个是宝贵的果汁。
It is his whole life, a whole expectation.
这是他一生所期待的。
Now he has prepared the soil.
他已经预备把田耕好了。
Yeah, and then prepared the sow the seeds.
他也撒个种子。
And then maybe cover it in winter time, and then cover it in the summer time.
冬天、夏天或者都在那里就盖好了。
Now comes the rain.
如今有雨。
Now
雨水。
The plant, the thing that he planted now grows really well.
然后他所种好的播的种就能够好好的成长。
Now that guarantees the final product, the final produce.
这个雨水就保证了最后要结的果子。
So James gave us a picture of early and late rain.
所以雅各告诉我们秋雨春雨。
It is refreshing.
这实在是叫我们得供应的。
It also guarantees the final product.
而且能够保证最后的果子。
And then when we have read what Paul says in 2 Timothy.
我们也读了保罗在提摩太后书所讲的。
That was his last word.
这是他最末了的话。
Now, oftentimes,when I read what he said, I thought only Paul is qualified to be said about that.
当我读这些话的时候，我感觉好像只有保罗有资格讲这些话。
I have fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have run the course.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Now I have kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。
Now from now on, there is a crown of righteousness reserved for me.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And that is the one that I'm going to get from the righteous judge at the end.
就是按照公义审判的主到那日赐给我的。
But he did not just stop there.
但他没有停在这里。
He went on to say.
他下面继续讲。
Now this crown of righteousness.
这个公义的冠冕。
Is also reserved for all who.Love his appearing.
不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous promise.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个多么大的宣告。
If you and I love his appearing,
如果你跟我爱慕他的显现
，Paul says,
保罗说
，We would do the same thing as he did.
我们就是照他这样来做。
We would run that course.
我们跑那个路。
We will keep that faith.
我们守住这个道。
And we will fight that fight.
我们打这美好的仗。
And then for sure, there is a crown of righteousness reserved for us.
那一定就有公义的冠冕为我们存留。
This is hard to believe.
这实在是难以相信。
But this is exactly what he said.
但这的确是保罗所说的。
This is exactly what the Lord inspired him to say.
这实在是神启示给他，叫他叫说的。
Now,When we look at these things,
当我们看这些事的时候
and they are actually very real, can be very real to us, they should be.
这些话应该对我们来讲是应该那么真实的。
Now, John says, abide in the Lord.
约翰说你们要住在主里面。
And then you will not fear.
那你们就不会惧怕。
And you will not be ashamed.
你们就不会惭愧。
And then immediately talk about practicing righteousness.
然后马上就讲到你们要行公义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now if we abide in the Lord,
如果我们住在主里面，
His Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
他的圣灵就光照我们。
And so that we see our own sins.
我们就会看到我们的罪。
When we have our own sins,
当我们看到我们的罪，
if we just leave it there,
如果我们只是不理会这些的我们的罪，
then we will not be able to go on with the Lord.
那我们就没有办法与主同行。
We cannot even continue to abide in Him.
我们就不能够继续住在他里面。
Now here the word said.
这里的话是告诉我们，
the righteous one shall live by faith.
义人必因信而活。
And by faith we have to drop that sin.
借着信心我们要放下这些的罪。
Now.Last year, I went somewhere and I met a young man.
去年我到一个地方遇到一个年轻人。
And we really didn't have chance to talk.
我们没有太多时间来交谈。
But when I came back,
当我回来的时候，
I received an email from him.
我 说到他的一个电邮。
He said he was this, this, this.
他说他是某某人。
The one page long.
这个电邮是一页那么长。
He said, brother,
他说弟兄
I have sinned a horrible sin.
他说我犯了一个很严重的罪。
Now I don't know whether the Lord will receive me back.
他说我不知道主还要不要我。
Now I told the brother,
我告诉我的弟兄。
I said, that's why Jesus came.
说当初这是为什么主来。
For sinners like you and like me.
他是为了拯救你我这样的罪人。
Now if we confess our sin,
如果我们认我们的罪。
Now God will for sure forgive our sin.
神会赦免我们的罪。
Now God is light.
神是光。
In him there's no darkness at all.
在他那里没有黑暗。
If we walk in the light,
如果我们行在光中
As he is in the light,
他好像他在光中
We fellowship with each other,
我们与他有交通
The blood of Jesus Christ his son for sure will cleanse our sin
他的儿子耶稣基督的血必洗净我们一切的罪
Even today
直到现在也是这样
I thank the Lord
感谢
That this brother has acted in faith
这个弟兄他在那里实行用他的信心
Yeah, acted by his faith He took a step.
所以他就这样用着信心走上去。
I thank the Lord because then the obstacle between him and the Lord is gone.
这样他跟主当中的障碍就除掉了。
There was another young brother.
还有一个年轻的弟兄。
Once we, he said, brother.
有时对我说。
He said, No, I love music. I downloaded music from the internet.
他说我很喜欢音乐，我从互联网上下载很多音乐。
Now, this music are not free.
这些音乐呢不是免费的。
What should I do?
那我应该怎么办
？So I said, as a brother, you know this is wrong, right?
我说弟兄，你知道这个是不对的。
He said yes.
他说是的。
So I said, brother.
他说弟兄啊。
You know,Go talk to the Lord.
我说你跟主去讲吧。
Like two or three days later.
两三天之后。
Got an email from him.
我再收到个电邮。
He said, brother.
他说弟兄啊。
I could not have any fellowship with the Lord unless I do something.
他说如果我不对付这件事情，我跟主就没有办法有一点的交通。
He said I deleted this whole thing.
说我这所有的东西都删除了。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
By faith, our brother has moved one step.
这因着信，我们的弟兄走上了一步。
And this blockage between him and the Lord is gone.
他跟主当中的障碍给除掉了。
So we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
He is merciful.
他是蛮有怜悯的。
And then, brothers and sisters, we have to realize one thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们还要看到一件事。
John says, the day that we met him, we met the Lord.
约翰说，当我们见他的时候。
We'll see him as he is.
我们要看见他的形象。
And then we will be like him.
我们必要像他。
Now, to see exactly what he is a frightening thing.
因为真正能够看到主所示的真体，这是一件很可惧的事情。
Now we all know that we are the Lord is the vine and we are the branches.
我们都知道主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Now we abide in Him and He in us.
我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
And then we bear fruit.
那我们就能够结果子。
Those fruit are from His life.
这些的果子是从他生命出来的。
Now we can talk about, for example, love, joy, and peace.
我们也可以说哦，仁爱、喜乐、平安。
Yeah, just take that for example.
就我们就举这些的例子。
Now the Bible told us.
圣经告诉我们。
In John chapter 14 and 15.
在约翰福音十四章、十五章里面。
That the Lord has given His own love to us.
主把他自己的生命给了我们
，love， 爱。
主把他自己的爱给我们
，and His own joy，
他把他的喜乐给我们
His own peace.
他把他的平安给我们。
Now these things are the product of his life.
这是他生命里面出来的。
But brothers and sisters, we also have our own love.
但我们也有自己的爱。
Our own peace.
我们自己的平安。
Our own joy.
我们自己的喜乐。
And sometimes we are quite proud of it.
有的时候我们自以为骄傲的。
And then my family love me because I have this love. I have my love.
我的家人爱我，因为我有这样的爱对他。
I go to my school, everybody is friendly with me.
我去学校，大家对我都很好。
My community thinks I'm a very nice guy.
所有的社区人都以为说我是个好人。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our love is selfish.
我们的爱乃是自私的。
I love myself first.
我是先爱我自己的。
Now the Lord Jesus never loved himself.
我们的主他从来不爱惜他自己。
Now He loved the Father.
他爱父。
And he gave his life for the ungodly, us.
他为我们这些不敬虔的人舍命。
Now, our joy is that things go my way.
我们当照着我的意思去行的时候，我们就很快乐。
Yeah, if everybody listens to me, then I'm happy.
如果你们都听我，我就很高兴。
But the Lord Jesus, he never had his own way.
但是我们的主从来没有照着他的意思。
His way is the Father's way.
因为他的意思乃是父的旨意。
And our peace also.
我们的平安也是。
You go to the church.
我们去聚会。
Every brother, every sister, listen to me.
每个弟兄姊妹如果听我的。
Then I have peace.
那我就跟你们很好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Lord Jesus came to his own.
主来到他的地方。
His own received him not.
属于他的人却不接待他。
And he was put on the cross.
而且被放在十字架上。
He died on the cross to give us peace.
他在十字架上为我们死，叫我们能够与神和好。
So brothers and sisters is totally different.
在主所做的跟我们完全不一样。
The day we come to meet the Lord,
当我们去见主的时候，
we bring his life in us.
我们把他的生命在我们里面带到他的跟前。
His love, his peace, and his joy.
他的爱，他的平安，他的喜乐。
We also bring our love, our joy, and our peace.
我们也把我们的爱，我们的平安，我们的喜乐带去。
The Lord look at us.
主看我们的时候，
It does not look like me.
他就发现我们不像他。
So, brothers and sisters, it's a very, very serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
It is okay to be a child, not mature. 做一个孩子不成熟是可以的。
如果做一个孩子不成熟是可以的。
Yeah, because then he will grow in the right direction.
然后他就能够在一个准确的路上来成长。
But if we think our own love, peace, and joy that precious,
如果我们自以为我们自己的爱、平安、喜乐是那么宝贵的，
and also let it grow in us,
然后叫这些的东西在我们里面成长，
it's a serious matter.
这是一个很严肃的事情。
The Lord does not mind if we are young.
主看我们不成长，他说这个还可以接受。
Yeah. But if the Lord sees something else in us, which is not like Him, then He's not going to acknowledge us.
但是主如果看到我们里面有不是他的东西，主就不会认同。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, it's so important that we give the Holy Spirit and the cross the freedom to work in us.
所以对我们来讲，让圣灵跟十字架在我们身上能够自由的工作，这是非常的重要。
To take that thing off.
把我们这些东西除掉。
So that we come to the Father, like come to the Lord as a child.
所以我们来到父的跟前，像一个小孩子。
And having His life and His life alone,
就只要他的生命。
Now this other thing that out of us, which may look pretty, get rid of it.
把我们里面本来有的东西，人看为好的，我们也把它除掉。
I really thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit is not on my side.
我实在感谢神，很多时候圣灵没有帮助我。
The Holy Spirit is not on my side.
圣灵不是站在我这边。
Yeah. The Holy Spirit actually is on the side of the Lord against me.
因为圣灵是站在主那一边来对付我。
But the Holy Spirit is stand on the side of the Lord for my benefit.
因为圣灵是站在主这一边，这为了是我的益处。
I really thank the Lord for that.
我实在感谢主。
If the Holy Spirit pampers me all the time,
如果圣灵一直在这里在这里吹捧我，
then I'll never be able to see how different I am with the Lord from the Lord.
我就不能够看到主是这样的不认同我。
I also thank the Lord for the cross.
我也谢谢主，谢谢他的十字架。
The cross is not a negative thing.
十字架不是一个负面的东西。
The cross is extremely positive.
十字架是非常正面的。
Whoever wants to follow me, he has to deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从主，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从主。
Deny self seems to be a negative thing.
舍己好像是一个负面的。
But deny self has a reason, which is a positive reason, which is follow the Lord.
舍己是有一个正面的原因，乃是为了要跟从主。
So we have to see it's a wonderful thing to let the cross take out our baggage, which is ourselves, so that we can freely follow the Lord.
所以我们实在看到这是一件美好的事情，让十字架除去我们的包袱，叫我们来跟从他。
Now, this matter of early rain and late rain.
这里讲到秋雨春雨。
If we look at John's statement in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
如果你看到约翰一书第二章第三章里面所讲的。
Yeah. See, he started saying that abide in the Lord.
他一开始讲到你们要住在主里面。
Now the second, the verse after that says practice righteousness.
然后下面就说你们要行公义。
Now he didn't say how.
他没有告诉我们怎么样行。
But the author of Hebrews said, tell us how.
但是希伯来书的作者就告诉我们怎么样。
How do we practice righteousness?
我们怎么样来行公义呢？
My righteous one shall live by faith.
他说，义人必因信而活。
So practice righteousness is by faith.
所以在这里行公义乃是凭信心。
Now when we come to the second verse of chapter 3,
当我们来到第三章第二节那里面告诉我们。
Now before he finally said when he comes we will be like him.
当他
before he said that.
当他在讲他若显现我们都要像他之前。
Now he said now what it shall be has not been revealed.
他说将来如何还未显明。
But thank the Lord has used James to tell us in that period of time what can happen.
但是主用着雅各告诉我们有什么事情要发生。
Now, while we wait, what may happen?
等候的时候有什么事情发生？
Now James said, early rain and late rain.
雅各说有秋雨有春雨。
That refreshes us.
那实在能够供应我们。
What was James talking about?
雅各讲什么呢？
He was using the example of Job.
他是在那里用约伯的例子。
We know that Job was actually in a severe trial.
我们知道约伯是在一个非常严厉的试炼里面。
The Lord has a purpose for him.
主在他身上有他的旨意。
He did not know.
他不晓得。
The Lord's purpose was to change him from a righteous person into his real servant.
神要把约伯从一个所谓的义人变成他真正的仆人。
Yeah, the one that can be an intercessor.
叫他能够成为一个代求者。
The one that can be a real blessing, real channel of blessing.
叫他能够成为一个祝福的管道。
So all through this process,Job didn't know what's going on.
在整个的过程里面，约伯好像不明白。
His friends told him, "You must have done something sinful."
他的朋友说，你一定是做了一些恶行。
You must have some hidden sin.
你一定是有一些隐而未现的罪。
Job said, "No, no, no, that's not it."
约伯说不是这样。
And Job was in such pain.
约伯是那样的痛苦。
He said to the Lord, "So Lord, why do you contend with me?"
他说主啊主啊你为什么这样对我
Yeah. And then later he said, even if you slay me, I still will trust in you.
但是他最后说，主啊，你就算杀我，我还是要信你。
So he never left the Lord.
所以他从来没有离开主。
Now in this pressure cooker.
在个这么大的压力锅里面。
The Lord started to show him something that is only you can only find in the New Testament.
主在这里叫他看见的，其实只有在新约里面我们才看到。
And Job got it.
约伯他看见了。
And Job said.
约伯说。
How can a man be righteous before God?
一个人怎么能够在神面前成为义呢？
This is something like lifted up from Book of Romans.
这好像罗马书里面讲的。
Now he also said, in heaven is my advocate.
说天是在上面有我的中保。
It's like something lifted up from the Hebrews chapter 8 and 10.
就是希伯来八章九章里面所说的。
And then even more.
不单止这样。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And at the end, he will stand on the earth.
在末日他要必站在地上。
Even my skin decays.
就算我的皮肤毁坏。
I will see him in my flesh.
我要在我亲眼要看见他。
In my own eyes.
我要亲眼看到他。
Not another eye.
不是别的眼睛。
Brother, sister.
弟兄姊妹。
In the pressure cooker.
在这样的压力锅底里面。
The Lord showed Job Christ in heaven.
主在那里叫约伯看到天上的基督。
And then a few chapters down.
下面几节。
The Lord appeared to him in the whirlwind.
主就再次向约伯实在的显现。
And Job repented before the Lord.
约伯在主面前懊悔。
In dust and ashes.
在灰尘里面懊悔。
I've only heard you before.
说我从前风闻有你。
Now I see you face by face.
我如今亲眼看见。
Friends, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The Lord used him later.
主后来用约伯。
To pray for his friends.
为了他的朋友们代求。
This is the Lord's end to him.
这是主在约伯身上的目的。
Before that happened.
在这事情没有这样发生之前。
The Lord revealed to him.
主向他显现。
Christ in heaven.
天上的基督。
My Redeemer.
我的救赎主。
My advocate.
我的中保。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
oftentimes,
多少时候，
is difficult for us.
对我们来讲，我们在极大的难处。
To follow the Lord.
我有这么大的难处。
Sometimes we think people are unfair to us.
我们跟随主，我们觉得有很多人对我们不公平。
Sometimes we fail again and again and again.
很多时候我们一次失败，再次失败。
But there is this. Early rain and late rain.
但是那里有秋雨有春雨。
That's good enough for Job.
对约伯来讲，这已经够了。
That's good enough for us.
对我们来讲也是够了。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Now, when we come to what Paul said about running the race,
我们来看看保罗讲那当跑的。
He said.All you have to do is to love his appearing.
他说你们所要做的就是爱慕他的显现。
Now, brothers and sisters, this run the race and fix looking off to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of faith.
这个当跑的梦我已经跑尽了，我们要忘掉以至于主耶稣基督。
This is in Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章里面。
But brothers and sisters, there's a difference between that and what Paul says here.
但是那跟这里保罗所讲的有一点不同。
What Paul says here is love his appearing.
这保罗在这里说的，你要爱慕他显现。
There's a dimension of love is here.
在这里讲到爱的这一面。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot love his appearing.Unless you love him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不爱他，你怎么能够爱慕他的显现呢？
Now, if you love him, for sure you will love his appearing.
如果你爱他，你就一定会爱慕他的显现。
Brother, sister,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we run the race,
当我们在跑这条路的时候，
our brother said last night,
弟兄昨天讲过，
there's only one race, there's only one course.
在那里只有一条路。
So when we run that course,
当我们跑这个路的时候
now if you love the Lord,
如果你爱主
His face right before you,
他的你就在他的面前
He's my guide,
他是我的指导
yeah, He is my correction,
他是我的修正
者 He is my cheerleader,
他是来给我打气的
Yeah, and then when I fall,
当我跌倒的时候
He picks me up,
他扶持我
When I'm wrong,
当我走错
He corrects me.
他在那里纠正我
And above all,
在这一切之上
we know He is our beloved Lord.
你还知道他是爱我们的主
That's why Paul was so confident.
所以保罗是那么有信心
that whoever will love his appearing, he can run this way.
说凡爱慕他显现的人就能够跑这条路
He can fight this fight
他能够打这个仗
He can keep this faith
他能够守住这个道
So we thank the Lord
他感谢主
This is what the Lord through his faithful apostles advises
这是主借着他忠心的使徒对我们所讲的话
From now until the day he appears
从现在直到他显现
We ought to have a different way to look at our own life.
我们应该用不同的眼光来看我们自己的生活
And a different way to walk.
我们应该跑不同的路
And different expectation.
我们有不同的期待
And then thank the Lord that he can give us early rain and the late rain.
我们感谢主他给我们秋雨春雨
When we go to the Bible study,
当我们去查经聚会
do we just look at what's right and what's wrong, like reading the law?
我们只是看什么是对什么是不对好像看律法一样吗
Or do we find Lord Jesus in these letters?
或是我们在这些书信里面找到主耶稣
That we lift our heads up,
我们抬起我们的头
as we have our brothers prayed so many times, that we have an open heaven.
我们的弟兄祷告多少次给我们一个敞开的天
that when we come to the Bible study
当我们来到查经聚会里面的时候
that the Lord will show his face to us
主把他的脸目向我们显现
when we come to prayer meeting
当我们来祷告的时候
instead of asking for this or that
不是求这个求那个
can we ask the Lord to appear his face appear to us
我们能不能够求让他向我们显现
that we know his heart and his mind
我们知道他的心思意念
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Early rain and late rain
秋雨春雨
Open heaven
敞开的天
Is your portion and my portion
是你跟我的份
Next we have to move on
我们还要继续讲下去
And the third subject
第三点
If the Lord comes today
如果主今天来
What does he want of me and of you?
他在你我身上期待什么呢?
In another word, what is a servant that is ready?
换一句话说，哪什么是一个预备好了的仆人呢?
The Lord Jesus gave us an example.
主给我们一个例子。
And this is the parable of two servants in Matthew 24.
在马太24章里面就是讲到两个仆人的比喻。
Yeah, and that in that example, there are two servants.
在24章里面有两个仆人。
One is a wicked servant, the other, the Lord says, is a faithful servant.
一个是恶的仆人，一个是忠心的仆人。
The master went out.
这个仆人出门了。主人出门了。
Yeah. When he come back,
当他回来的时候
now he find this two servants.
他就发现这两个仆人。
And the Lord makes some comments.
主就下了一些的评语。
Now from these comments, we see what the Lord was looking for.
在这些评语里面，你就看到主是在要什么。
You look at this faithful servant.
他看到这个忠心的仆人。
Now he said this faithful servant, he distributed the food.In the house in due time.
他说这个主人所派的管理他的家按时分粮给他们。
So the servant knows the purpose of the master.
所以仆人知道他主人的意思。
So the first thing is the purpose of the master.
所以我们就看到主人的旨意是什么呢?
And then when the Lord comes, he said,
当主来的时候他说,
This good servant.
说你是 忠心的仆人。
The Lord has found him doing the right work.
主看到他在这里做对的工。
So the master wants something to be done.
所以主人就要做一些的事情。
And this servant, he is doing the right preparation.
这个仆人他是做的对的预备。
So this is another thing, preparation.
就是讲到预备。
So the, okay, and then as to the wicked servant,
对于这个恶的仆人呢？
The Lord says, this wicked servant says in his heart,
这个恶仆心里说,
the master is not going to come back to
him. 说我的主人必定来得迟。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
it's a matter of the master's presence.
这个是讲到主人的来到同在。
The wicked servant thought that the master is not going to come back today.
这个恶仆说主人不会回来。
And not come back tomorrow.
今天不会回来，明天也不会回来。
So he beat up his friend. He beat up his co-worker.
所以他就在那里动手打他的同伴。
And to eat and drink with the drunkard.
就和酒醉的人一起吃喝。
So here we see three things now.
我们在这里看到三件事。
One is the master's purpose.
第一点乃是主人的目的。
And then the second is the servant's preparation.
第二点乃是仆人的预备。
And then the third thing is the master's presence.
第三点乃是主人的同在。
And then the fourth point.
第四点。
The Lord says this wicked servant, at a time that he doesn't know, at a moment he's not aware of, the Lord comes back.
这个恶的仆人就是当他不知道什么时候的时候，没有预备好的时候，主在那个时刻就来了。
So here the Lord tells us.
所以在这里主告诉我们。
That we have to know the master's time.
我们要知道主的时间。
So these four things, that's what the Lord is looking for.
所以在这里有四点主叫我们注意的。
The master's time.
主的时间。
The master's presence.
主的同在。
The master's purpose.
主的目的。
And the servant's preparation.
和仆人的准备。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we look at our Lord Jesus in the Gospels,
当我们看在福音书里面我们的主,
He is the best example of this ready servant.
他是那个预备好的仆人最好的。
Now, He knows His Father's time.
他知道他父的时间。
And He walks and does do things according to it.
他在那里所有的工作他的行走是根据父。
He never wasted any time.
他从来不浪费任何的时间。
Now, as to the presence,
讲到主的同在。
The Father's presence was always with him.
主的同在一直的与主在一起。
The only exception is on the cross.
唯有当主在十字架上的时候
Now, on the cross,
没有在父一起。
The Father's presence left him.
父的同在离开了他。
But that's for my sin and for yours.
那是为了你跟我的罪的缘故。
Now, the Lord was always prepared.
主是一直预备好的。
He said, my food is to do the will of the Father, of the one who sent me and accomplish his work.
他说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工。
So our Lord is the best example of a ready servant.
所以我们的主是一个最好预备好了的仆人的例子。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候,
from Old Testament to the New Testament,
从旧约到新约,
look at these servants of the Lord.
我们看看神的仆人。
You can see these four things in them.
你在他们的身上都看到这四点。
Now, one of the good examples was Moses.
摩西是个很好的例子。
Now, the reason we can look at Moses because it's recorded in detail in the Bible.
因为摩西我们在圣经里面记载得很清楚。
Now, Psalm 90, Moses wrote.
诗篇九十篇，摩西所写的。
Now when you look at Psalm 90,
当你看诗篇九十篇的时候
，you actually find these four things very much in there.
你就发现这四点都在其中。
In essence, you can actually divide Psalm 90 according to these four things.
你可以根据这四点来对诗篇九十篇分段。
Now, as to time,
讲到主的时间。
The Moses says that the time of the Lord is from eternity to eternity.
摩西说 主的时间乃是从永远到永远。
But our time, my time, is very transient.
但是我的时间是非常的短短。
It's like a dream at night.
就好像晚上的一个梦一样。
It's like a grass.
好像草一样。
It's like a sigh.
好像一个叹息一样。
It's like a bird flying away.
好像像鸟如飞而去。
The moment you think about it, it's gone.
当你想一想，它已经过去了。
So he prayed, and Lord, teach us to number our days so that we can have a wise heart.
所以他就求主指教我们怎么样数算我们的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Now, Moses talked about the presence of the Lord.
摩西这里讲到主的同在。
He said, Lord, our iniquities are, you have set our iniquities.Before you，
他说你把我们的罪孽放在你的眼前。
Now our hidden sins are right before you。
我们隐恶摆在你面光之中。
So, brothers and sisters, Moses know there's nothing we can hide from the Lord。
哦，摩西知道我们在神面前不能够隐藏什么。
But thank the Lord, we are all sinners。
但是感谢神，我们都是罪人。
But if we know that，
我们知道。
We put that before the Lord。
我们这样我们摆在主的面前。
And then ask for his mercy.
我们求他的怜悯。
Then we can pray.
然后我们可以祷告。
Say, he said, return, O Lord, how long?
他说主啊你回转吧求你转回。
There's no separation between the Lord and Moses.
在摩西与耶和华中间没有任何的分离。
Now as to purpose，
讲到主的旨意。
If you read the last， I mean the verse 16，
你读到十六节。
This verse 16 and 17 were the were Moses Psalm 90， which I hardly understood before。
哦，我以前不明白诗篇九十篇十六十七节。
And always thought why。Moses, you talk about these things.
我就说，摩西，你为什么讲这些话？
Now, why do you say that let your work be shown to your servants?
我为什么说愿你的作为向你仆人显现？
Now, why do you say establish the work in our hands?
为什么说愿你建立我手所做的工？
We're not supposed to have any work in our hands.
我在我们手中应该没有工作。
So why?Moses would pray that prayer.
为什么摩西在这里有这样的祷告？
But then, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you really see what he's trying to say,
当你真是看懂了他在这里要说什么，
Moses has the whole dealing the Lord has with them in view.
摩西在这里看到神对他身上的对付。
He had his whole people of God in view.
他为了所有神的百姓，这个观点来看
，He kept saying we, us。
他在这里说我们的。
It is in these 40 years in the wilderness。
在四十年在旷野。
The we is not he and the sheep。
这个我们不是你跟他。
Is he and the sheep and the 羊、那些羊。
这个我乃是他跟这些羊。
It's not he and the sheep, it's about he and the people.
不是他跟这些羊，乃是讲到神的百姓。
So when you see, so here he says, let your work be shown to your servants.
他说，愿你的作为向你仆人显现。
The work of the Lord to him.
主的工作对于他来讲
is something glorious.
是荣耀的。
Something big.
是大事。
And then he said, "Let your majesty be shown to our children."
他说，愿主神的荣耀向我的儿女们显现。
Brothers and sisters, here it talks about the purpose of God.
这里讲到神的旨意，神的目的。
God's purpose to Moses is higher than heaven.
神在摩西身上的旨意比天更高。
He has seen it with his own eyes.
他亲眼看到他。
Now, according to that purpose.
根据那一个目的
，the work of God，
神的工作
is great，
是伟大的。
Now he wants God to show him, show all his servants His work.
他要神向他的仆人们显明他的工作。
And his glory will be shown to all their children.
叫他的荣耀向他的子孙显明。
And one more thing.
还有一点。
He said, Lord, let your beauty be upon us.
说主啊，愿主我们神的荣美显在我们身上。
This is what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
In the present day language, it means your testimony.
在今天的话呢，是说到你的见证。
So that we can be your testimony.
叫我们能够成为你的见证。
We can have nothing to testify unless we have your beauty on us.
我们实在没有什么其他能够见证出来的，除非有你的荣美在我们身上显出来。
So this is what Moses said.
这是摩西说的。
And finally he said.
然后他说
，Lord, establish your work, the work in our hands.
说愿你坚立我们手所做的工。
Moses never has his own work.
摩西从来没有他自己的工作。
Everything he did is the Lord's work.
每一件事情都是神的工。
So here he is saying very simple.
在这里很简单的说
，He said, Lord,
主啊
，Your work is great.
你的工作伟大。
Your work is according to your purpose.
你的工作是根据你的旨意。
We are doing your work.
我们是在做你的工。
So Lord, steady our hands.
他说主啊，你坚立我们的手。
Yeah, establish your work in our hands.
坚立我们手所做的工。
This is what Moses, Psalm 90.
这是。摩西在诗篇九十篇里面说的。
It expresses himself.
在这里，他实在这里看得清楚。
It expresses what God wants in him and his people.
他在这里实在是讲明了神在他身上跟他百姓身上所要的。
Now, when I read Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy,
当我在读出埃及记。
民数记
生命记的时候
，Yeah, I could not escape noting the closeness between Moses and God.
我实在不能够没有注意到摩西与神的亲密。
The arresting phrase is this.
在那里抓住我心的一句话
is face to face.
乃是面对面。
In Exodus chapter 33,
在出埃及记三十三章
，It says God, the Lord.Jehovah talked to Moses face to face.
说耶和华与摩西面对面说话。
As to his friend.
好像人与朋友说话一般。
And then at the end of Deuteronomy.
在生命记最末了的时候。
The last record about Moses.
记载到摩西最后的一句话。
And he says,The Lord Jehovah knew Moses face to face.
说到他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
So one thing special about Moses.
摩西特殊的地方。
Is face to face with God.
乃是与神面对面。
The reason when he wrote Psalm 90.
他为什么写诗篇九十篇。
He could have such a heart for the Lord.
他是对神有那样的向着神的心。
Such a confidence of his word.
他对于神的作为是那样的相信
，and such openness to the Lord about their sins。
他对自己的罪是向神那么的敞开。
It is because he has this face-to-face relationship with the Lord。
因为他与主有面对面的关系。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，When the Lord returns，
当主回来的时候
，There's no choice. You and I will see him face to face.
你跟我必定要与他面对面。
There's no choice.
你没有选择的余地。
But before he returns,
但是当他回来以前
，we could be like Moses.
我们要像摩西
，have face-to-face fellowship with the Lord.
与主有面对面的交通。
That is your choice and my choice.
这是你跟我要选择的。
When we see Moses' life,
我们看到摩西的一生。
When we see David's life,
我们看到大卫的一生。
We can see Samuel's life.
我们看到撒母耳的一生。
These people has a face-to-face relationship with the Lord day by day.
这些人与主有面对面、天天的交通。
Moment by moment.
每一刻、每一刻的交通。
Now Moses, Moses was sent by the Lord to Pharaoh 10 times.
14, 神差摩西去见法老。
Moses never had the experience of serving God.
摩西那个时候没有侍奉神的经验。
His only experience is tending his sheep.
他只是会看羊。
The Lord sent him to Pharaoh.
神差他去见法老。
Pharaoh is the big empire of Egypt.
法老乃是埃及的王。
Moses went.
摩西去了。
The first time.
头一次。
Pharaoh would not give in.
法老没有让步。
Moses came back to the Lord.
摩西再回到神跟前。
Lord, this is what happened.
他说，神啊，是这样。
So the Lord told him, go in again.
主叫他再去。
Say this.
说这些话。
He went.
他又去了。
And said that.
又说了。
And the Pharaoh did not like it.
法老还是不听。
Send him back.
又把他打回来。
So he reported to the Lord.
他再向主回来报告。
The Lord said, now go in the third time.
主说第三次再去。
Say this.
这样说。
He went and said that.
他去了说了。
And the Pharaoh didn't like it.
法老还是不听。
Came back.
又回来。
10 times.
十次。
But brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Every time.
每一次。
Pharaoh is getting weaker and weaker.
法老是越来越弱。
And Moses was getting stronger and stronger.
摩西是越来越刚强。
Finally, after 10 times,
最后十次，
The Lord told Moses,
主对摩西说，
Stretch out your staff.
再让你伸起你的杖。
Red Sea open.
哦，红海。
They went through.
裂开，他们就是从
From that time on,
其中醒过。从那个时候开始，
Moses trusted the Lord 100%.
摩西就100%的相信神。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to go, we need to exercise that.
我们需要有这样的操练。
This is called from faith to faith.
这叫做从信到信，本于信以至于信。
It's not only for Moses.
不光光是对摩西这样。
It is from all of us.
是对我们每个人都是这样。
Romans 1 said that.
罗马书第一章告诉我们。
In our life at home,
在我们家庭的生活，
Between husband and wife,
丈夫与妻子，
and come to the church with brothers and sisters,
在聚会里面与弟兄姊妹，
our own pursuing the Lord, our own difficulties,
我们自己的追求和我们自己的难处，
it is from faith to faith,
都是从信以至于信，
and then to faith, and then to faith,
然后一直信下去。
What is faith?
什么是信心？
Faith is what the Lord said.
信心乃是主所说的话。
So that's how Moses went. It was the first lesson Moses learned.
这是摩西学的头一个功课。
And then the other thing is, Moses never complained to God.
还有摩西他从来没有向神发怨言。
I shouldn't say that he never complained to God. He did, but he never complained about God.
他从来没有埋怨神自己。
It's very hard to be a Moses.
你知道做摩西不容易啊。
There are 2 million Israelites.
但那个有200万以色列人。
They like to eat good things.
他们喜欢吃好吃的。
And they like to drink good things.
啊，他们喜欢喝好喝的。
And then the Lord gave them manna.
哦，主，神给他们玛纳。
They said tasteless.
他们说，哎呀，淡而无味。
And they complained.
他们在那里抱怨。
And Moses caught in between the Lord and the people.
所以摩西在百姓跟神当中。这个中间很为难。
And then Moses said once, he said to the Lord.
摩西对主说。
He said, Lord, these are not my children.
他说这些不是我的孩子。
Why don't you just kill me?
你杀了我吧。
It's easier.
对我来讲更容易一点。
Of course, the Lord did not kill him.
当然主没有杀他。
He loved him even more.
主更爱他。
Now,Moses was not allowed to go into Canaan.
摩西没有能够进迦南。
He could have told the Lord.
他可以跟主说。
He said, you could say, Lord, it's they provoked me.
他说都是这些人激怒我。
Everybody can have weakness.
我每个人都有软弱。
But the Lord said.
但主说。
You have not honored me in front of these people.
因为你在这些人面前没有尊重
我。I could not let you in.
我不能够让你进去。
Moses never complained to God
about this. 来在这点上没有向神发怨言。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we complain about God.
如果我们向神埋怨，我们埋怨神。
The face-to-face relationship is gone.
与神面对面的交通就没有了。
And then Moses never wanted to separate from God.
摩西从来不愿意离开神。
Chapter 33 of Exodus.
出埃及记33章。
Moses told the Lord.
摩西对神说。
He said, Lord,
主啊,
if you don't go with us,
如果你不与我们同去,
no, we are not going.
我们就不去。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们,
it is not very nice to say that.
好像这话并不是讲得太客气。
It's very blunt.
这是非常直的。
But it's sincere.
但是非常真实。
Moses cannot be without God.
摩西不能够没有神。
He cannot be without the Lord's presence with him.
他不能够没有神的同在。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。
And, you know, David is the same.
大卫也是这样。
We know that in Psalm 51,
我们知道在诗篇五十一篇里面,
he sinned.
他犯罪了。
And then he told the Lord,
然后他对主说,
he said, Lord,
他说主啊,
cast me not out of your presence.
请你不要离开我。
Because that's my life.
因为这是我的性命。
I cannot stand it. I cannot live without you.
没有你我不能够存活。
And then David was talking about the deepest part of the communication, of the fellowship.
大卫在这里说那最深的交通。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139
篇。He said, Lord, wherever I am, you know.
他说神啊我在哪里你知道。
Now even if I go to the end of the end of the ocean,
我去了深渊,
and you know you will be holding my hand,
我知道你在那里要抓住我。
But brothers and sisters, the most precious thing is this.
弟兄姊妹最宝贵的乃是
is about the fellowship of thoughts,
乃是在心思里面的交通。
And verse 2 of Psalm 139,
在一百三十九篇第二节那里告诉我们。
He said,
他说。
You discern my thoughts from afar.
他说你从远处知道我的意念。
You know my thoughts.
你知道我的意念。
And then verse 17.
第十七节告诉我。
He said.
他说。
He said, How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
说神啊你的意念向我何等宝贵其数何等众多。
So David is saying,Lord, not only you know my thoughts, I know your thoughts too.
大卫在这里说，不单单你知道我的意念，我也知道你的意念。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the heart of fellowship.
这是心与心的交通。
Face to face is not only is not physical.
面对面，不是亲身不是在物质里面。
It is heart to heart, it's mind to mind.
这个心与身与心乃是心思与心思。
And then at the end of Psalm 139,
在一百三十九篇最末了
，David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts."
说神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
So when we read this, we feel a little funny.
当我们读的时候，我们觉得有趣。
The funny thing is this, Lord knows my heart anyway.
主啊，你已经知道我的心了。
The Lord knows my mind anyway.
你知道我的心思。
Why do I want to say, search me to know my heart?
为什么
？And try me.And know my thoughts.
要说你鉴察我知道我的心思，试炼我知道我的意念呢
？Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，If we, the Lord knows our heart anyway.
主知道我们的心思。
But however,
但是
，unless we open ourselves to Him,
除非我们向他完全的打开
，there's no fellowship.
在那里没有心与心的交通。
He is there.
他在那里。
I am here.
我在这里。
There's no heart-to-heart fellowship.
他这里没有心与心的相交。
Although he knows everything about me,
虽然他知道 我的一切。
I may not know things about him.
我可能不知道他的事情。
But I'm not willing to open myself.
但是如果我不愿意向他敞开。
Then there's no possibility of fellowship.
在这里就没有可能有交通。
So thank the Lord.
感谢神。
This is what David put down in his song.
大卫在诗篇里面写下的。
It's heart to heart.
是心与心的
相交。It's mind to mind.
是心思。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important that we open ourselves to the Lord.
我们的心向神打开是多么的重要。
And that's the basis of face-to-face relationship.
这是我们能够与他面对面交通的根据。
The wonderful thing, brothers and sisters, is
最宝贵的。
Now we don't have to wait until that day to be face-to-face with him. We can be face-to-face with him now.
我们不需要等到那一天才与他面对面，我们如今就可以与他面对面。
If we are not willing to be face-to-face with him,
如果我们不愿意与他面对面今天，
to talk about wait for his return is just empty.
那我们在这里说等候他的再来，那是空谈。
Yeah. And then, 2 years from now,
两年之后
，We are still we，
我们仍然是我们
，We still are far away from him，
我们仍然与他很遥远
，And then he will still be outside knocking，
还在门外敲门。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Let me choose to be blessed，
让我们拣选蒙福的路。
Let us choose to come face to face with the Lord，
让我们拣选。面对面的来到主的跟前。
Even from today，
从现在开始。
That's the basis of a ready servant。
这是一个预备了好的仆人的根基。
Ready for his return，
预备好他的再来。
Let's pray，
我们祷告。
Dear Lord， we thank you for your heart and mind towards。
我们谢谢你向着我们的心思意念。
Your love to us has never changed.
你对我们的爱永不改变。
And you said from far away you have loved us.
你从遥远你就爱我们。
Lord, we do not want you to be far away.
我们不愿意你离我们那么远。
Yes, we want you to love us.
主，我们愿意。
With an eternal With the everlasting love.
我们愿意你用永远的爱来爱我们。
But Lord, we want to see you face to face.
但是我们更愿意面对面的见你。
Heart to heart.
心与心相印。
And mind to mind.
意念与意念相交。
But Lord, you are the one who we depend on.
你是我们所依靠的。
We may be weak.
我们可能软弱。
We may go astray.
我们可能走歪了路。
Lord, but our trust is in you.
但我们乃是信靠你。
It pleases your heart for us to come back to you.
哦，当我们回转归向你，你的心就满意了。
Lord, we thank you very much.
主，我们谢谢你。
Because even before you return,
当你回来以前
，we still can have early rain and late rain.
我们今天仍然能够有秋雨，有春雨。
And we still can have the heaven above us open.
我们仍然能够活在一个敞开的天底下。
And then we can have fellowship with you.
我们能够与你有相交。
No hindrance.
哦，没有拦阻。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.